A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell, and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. Here Peter launches into a logical argument, not just an intellectual one, but using the logic of the Holy Spirit and of the Bible, because he looks back at what God had recorded in his word in order to interpret today's events. And in his day, as in our day too, there were those that lived in sensuality, deceiving others. Yes, even in the time of revival of this first church, there were already those going around who denied not vocally the truths of the Bible, but through their lifestyle they lived in sensuality, as is referred to in verse 2, verse 7, and later on as well. And now Peter says, don't think that they will get away with it. And of course he's implying that if we join in with this lifestyle of saying that we believe the Bible, all about the cross and the resurrection and salvation, and yet we live a lifestyle that is sensual, immoral, in rebellion against God, then we will join in with the condemnation that is now referred to. And Peter says, and he refers to the ancient world, even before the creation of the world, where God took angels who rebelled, who joined forces with the chief critic, Lucifer. He cast them down into hell, keeping them ready for judgment. How also during the time of the flood, he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. Then in verse 6, he refers to Sodom and Gomorrah. And each time he says, for if God did this. And his logic is, if God did that to them, who are of the same spirit of those who live a false life today, then the judgment that God gave to them is the same judgment that will be meted out even today. He goes on later on to refer to God's rescuing, but the chief point here he wants to get across so clearly is that destruction of old, we need to interpret and recognize he is the same God. Sidinga ukuthi sikhumbule ukuthi kunguye uNkulunkulu wasendulo. Uma wabhubhisa abanye ngenxa yezono zabo, nanamhlanje kuzoba njalo. So we need to look back at the Bible, learn the lessons from there, and not be the same as these deceivers.